Yuraisa.
Today's Amud is Sukkah Zayin Amud Aleph. We're holding on Vav Amud Beis, three lines on the bottom, by the words of Va'isai Tefach. So we mentioned the Gemara Bran Machlaikas, the Chachamim, and Rabbi Shimon about the amount of walls that was required for a Sukkah. According to the Chachamim, it's Shtayim Kel Chasson, Ushlish Shafilu Tefach, two full walls, and then the third wall is just a Tefach. And according to Rabbi Shimon, you need three full walls, and then the fourth wall, it suffices just to have a Tefach. So now says the Gemara, Va'isai Tefach Heichan Mamidai. So now, where do you put that tefach? Let's say we paskin like the Chachamim, that's two walls, two full walls, and then the third wall is just the tefach. Where does that one tefach go? So says the Gemara is going to bring three different shitas about this. So Amar Rav. Rav says, Mamidoi keneged hayoytze. It goes keneged hayoytze, which is the picture illustrated in Rashi. It goes on along one of the walls. It connects to one of the two walls. That's what it means, keneged hayoytze. That's where the third wall, that's a tefach, goes. Amri le Rav Kahana v'Rav Asi l'Rav. Rav Kahana and Rav Asi, they asked Rav. They said, Yamidenu keneged Roishtor. L'chaira, it would be better to place it by the Roishtor, which is the picture on the top by Rashi, that it's diagonal. And in that way, it makes it look like it's closing off the sukkah. So maybe l'chaira, that would be the better place to put the tefach, not to just have it straight, but to have it diagonal in a way that it looks like it's closing off the sukkah. Now, Agav, Rav Shlomo Zalman points out in Mincha Shlomo that the picture that we have in Rashi seems a little bit off. It almost makes it seem like the diagonal leads to like the middle of the other wall, of the adjacent wall. And really, that's not the case. Really, the diagonal is supposed to be a little bit more out and go towards the top of the adjacent wall in a way that it makes it like form a triangle. That if that tefach wall would have extended further, it would have formed a triangle. That's what Rav Shlomo Zalman points out, that the picture seems to be a little bit inaccurate. Well, Gabbana, that's what they asked Rav. They asked Rav that L'chayru, that would be a better place to put the tefach. And says the Gemara, the Chasik Rav, that Rav remained quiet. Now, the Ritva points out from the Hemshech of the Gemara that we're about to read, it doesn't seem like this was because Rav was chayzer. For whatever reason, Rav was quiet, but not because he was chayzer. That was still Hashita, that the proper place to put it is Keneged HaYotze. The Ramami Pano actually says that any time in Shas we have Chasik Rav, which we have quite a few times, every time it says Chasik Rav, says the Ramami Pano that Rav was a tremendous Makubal. That Rav was a big Makubal, and when he was Shasik Rav, it means that he had a pshat, he had an answer, but it was Alpi Nister, so he didn't want to be Megale, and therefore Shasik Rav, but the Vada, he had an answer. Says the Gemara, Itmar Nami Amar Shmuel Mishmid the Levi, in the name of Levi, that Mamida Keneged HaYotze, this is the Ritva's Raya. You see that Levi also held like Rav, meaning we're not backing off of this Shita, that the proper place to put the Tefach is Keneged HaYotze. V'chein Meirin Bei Midrasha Mamida Keneged HaYotze. And that's also what they teach in the Beis Medrash, that you put the third wall Keneged HaYotze. So that's the first shita in terms of where to put this tefach third wall. Reb Simon Videmo Reb Yeshua ben Levi Amar that Aisalay tefach seichik, you make a loose tefach. A tefach is four fingers, so there's different ways you could hold your four fingers. You could hold them tightly together, or you could hold them a little bit looser. And if you hold it looser, so then it's going to end up being a slightly more than a tefach. So you make this. The third wall is supposed to be a tefach, but it's a tefach seichik. So really, it's a drop larger than the tefach. And then umamidoi bepachis mishleisha. And then you put it within three tfachim, just within three tfachim of one of the two walls. So that's the picture in Ois Beis, in the Maseres Hashas, at least in the Ois V'Hadar Gemaras. In Ois Beis, you have two full walls, Shtayim Kel Chasson, by the Maseres Hashas, and then the third wall is a tefach soichik, so it's slightly larger than a tefach, and it goes within three tfachim, just within three tfachim of one of the walls. So again, Mamida v'pachos mishleisha tfachim samach l'daifen, and then what do we gain by this? That v'chol pachos mishleisha samach l'daifen. What we gain by that is that now we have lavud. Once it's within three tefachim, so we have lavud. So we view it as if that entire section is closed off with the wall. And the mile of that, Rashi explains, is that now that this is just within three tefachim, and the wall itself is just over a tefach, so in total it's four tefachim. Now the shear of a wall is zayin tefachim, the way we paskin. So if it's four tefachim, now we've created a wall. The third wall is majority closed off. It's a majority wall. The shear is zayin. By doing this, we make a four tefach wall, which is a raiv. Now, technically speaking, even if it wasn't a tefach seichik, it would still create a raiv. You only need three and a half, just over three and a half, to have a raiv. But the Ritva explains that we want a raiv that's nicker. So therefore, Rabbi Simeon said to have a tefach soichik, put it within three tefachim of one of the two walls, and in that way we have a four tefach halachic wall, which is a rive of the Zion tefachim, a rive hanikar of Zion tefachim, and that's the proper way to apply this din of shtayim kilchas and shlishes afilu tefach. So again, Machlekes Rav said you put it keneged hayotzei. And Rabbi Simoin, Vitem Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, says that no, you make a four tefach wall by putting the tefach, a tefach soichik, within three tefachim of one of the two walls. Now before we say a third shita, the Gemara just interjects that Amar Rabbi Yehuda, sukkah asuya kimavoy kshera, that if you have a sukkah that's like a mavoy mafulush, so it's kosher, meaning that that counts as the shtayim kilchasan. If you look in picture Gimel in the Maseiros Hashas, so that's those two walls that are parallel with each other, so that's okay, that it's okay to have that as the shtayim kilchasan, and then v'aisei tefach, the third wall that has to be a tefach, mamida l'kol ruach sheyirtza. You could put it wherever you want, you could put it on the top right, on the top left, bottom right, bottom left, wherever you want, you put the third wall that's the tefach. But the point is, the chiddush is that those two walls could count as the shnayim kilchasan, even though they're not adjacent with each other. Rabbi Simon Vitem Rabbi Shur ben Levi Amar, that no, you can't just use a tefach in such a case. Rather, isolate pas arba umashu, you get a wall that's a four tefachim and a little bit, umamidoi bepachis mishleisha samachodaifen, and then you put that four tefach and a little bit wall just within three tefachim of one of the walls. And in that way, you create a seven tefach wall. So even though it's not necessarily spanning across the entire length, this is picture Dalet in the Maseiros Hashas, that you have two walls, the Mavui Mefulosh, and then he says that you take a pas Dalet, and you put it just within three tefachim, and that way you make a halachic seven tefach wall, which is the shear of the minimum shear of a sukkah. So even though it's not going across the whole length of that wall, but Lamai said still, since that's the minimum shear for a sukkah, so that's the proper fix, that's the proper way to build a sukkah when you have shtayim kilchasan in this way, that it's like a mavoi mefulosh. Now the Gemara wants to know, why is it in the previous case it was enough just to have a tefach, and how come over here Rabbi Simon says you need a pas arba? Says the Gemara, it's very simple, that hasam deika shtei defanis kilchasan, in the previous case where you had two walls that were mamish kilchasan, meaning that they were adjacent with each other, so sagile betefach seichik, so it's enough just to have a tefach seichik. But hacha deleka shtei defanis, but here, but we don't have two defanis that are adjacent with each other, they're parallel, so therefore iika pas arba in, and iloi, so then it's only, the only way you could kasha the sukkah is if you have a pas arba. It's more chomer because the walls are not adjacent with each other like we explained. So now we mentioned two different shitas regarding the tefach. So we said that according to Rav, you put it keneged hayotze, and according to Rabbi Simon, you put it within three tefachim of one of the walls. Amar Rava. Rava says now a third shita. The ena niteres ela betzuris haPesach. That no, it's that tefach, it's not matter the sukkah unless you make it into a tzuris haPesach, which means that you have to like cut it in half, so you have two half tefach walls, and they go high enough up, and then you put a string or some sort of kaira over it on top, a lintel, and in that way you make a tzuris haPesach. That's how you have this third wall that's a tefach. It really has to span across the whole that whole third wall, like you have in picture hay in the Maseiros Hashas. So the tefach, you split the tefach in two halves, and then you make a tzuris haPesach as illustrated over there in picture hay. Ikadami, some say that this is what Rava said. That Amar Rava v'niteres nami b'tzuris haPesach. Not that this is the only way you could kasher the sukkah with the third wall that's a tefach. In addition to the previous way that we said you could deal with the tefach, this is an additional way that you could be mad to the sukkah, is by cutting it into half, by having two half tefach walls with the tzuris haPesach on top. Iga da Amri, a third version of what Rava said, that Amar Rava, that v'tzricha nami tzuris haPesach, that it's in addition to the tefach that we had before, you also need a tzuris haPesach. Rav Ashi Ashkechil Rav Kahana de Ka'avet Tefach Seichik. The Gemara relates a story that Rav Ashi found one time Rav Kahana that he built a tzuris haPesach. He built a tefach Seichik, meaning he did the Eitzah of Rabbi Simayin, the Ka'avit Tzuris HaPesach, and then he also made a Tzuris HaPesach. So Amar Le, so again, so Rav Ashi found Rav Kahana doing this. So Rav Ashi said to Rav Kahana, Lo Savar Lamar, Lohada Rava, you don't hold of what Rava said. The Amar Rava Viniteres Nami Bitsur Sapesach, that it's either one. You could either do that Eitzah of the Tefach, or you could do it just the Tzur Sapesach. You don't have to do both. So Amar Le, so Rav Ashi, so Rav Kahana responded to Rav Ashi, that Ana Ki Idach Lishna the Rava Sfirali. I hold like the other version of Rava, the Amar Rava Vitzricha Nami Tzur Sapesach, that you need both, and therefore I was doing both. Says the Gemara, "Vayter Shtayim Kol Chasan Chulu." We mentioned this concept of that a sukkah only needs two full walls. Amar Rava v'chein l'Shabbos. That the same halach applies to Shabbos. Meaning, even though normally on a Shabbos, if you would have two walls adjacent with each other, let's say, and then a third wall that's a tefach, that would not create a rishus yachid. That would not, the area in the inside would not be considered a rishus yachid. However, says Rava, or some have the Girsa Rabba, says Rabba, v'chein l'Shabbos, that no, but when it comes to Shabbos that's chal on Sukkos, whether Shabbos Chol HaMoed, Shabbos of Yontif, Shabbos that's chal during Sukkos, so then the halachas are different. Then, even if you would just have two walls that are adjacent with each other, and then a third wall that just the tefach, again, even though normally on Shabbos that would not be considered a rishus yachid, on Shabbos of Sukkos that is considered a rishus yachid, because migri the havi daifin linyan sukkah havi daifin linyan Shabbos. It would make any sense that we would consider this its own rishus a sukkah with regards to sukkah, and then regarding Shabbos not. So migri that on Sukkos we consider it to be its own rishus, it's a sukkah. So too on Shabbos of Sukkos we also consider it to be a rishus yachid. That's Rabbis Chiddush, that we say such a migu. That migu, that's a sukkah, linyan Shabbos, so it's a linyan sukkah, it's also a it's migu, that's a, it's a rishus yachid, linyan sukkah, it's also considered a rishus yachid, linyan Shabbos. Frak the Gemara Eisvei Abaye asks, Umi Amin Migu? Do we really say such a migu? Va'atani, but we learned in the Braisa that daifen sukkah ke daifen Shabbos, that the halachas of a sukkah are like Shabbos. Ubilvad, so Rashi fills in the blanks that really what we're talking about over here is we're talking about a person that creates a rishus yachid by setting up just a bunch of posts, a bunch of posts that are not touching each other, that they have some space in between, but they're within three tfachim, as the Gemara is about to explain. So on Shabbos, that's considered a rishus yachid, because we say lavud, meaning even though technically it's parutz meruba ala oimid, there's much more gap than there is wall, which ordinarily on Shabbos is a problem. Here, halachically, the whole thing is walled, because if it's within three tvachim, so the whole thing is walled. So daifin sukkah ke daifin Shabbos. Just like regarding Shabbos, we say that. So too on sukkah, a sukkah also can be made in such a fashion. As long as you don't have three tvachim between each post, because if you have three tvachim, you can't say lavud, and then it's a problem of parutz meruba ala oimid. So therefore, in that sense, the halachis of a mechitza of sukkah is the same as Shabbos. The yaseira Shabbos al sukkah, Shabbos is more chomer. The mechitzas of Shabbos is more chomer than the halachis of mechitza regarding sukkah. Shabbos ain't any teras ela ba'ayme meruba ala parts, because it's only on Shabbos that you need to have this. That's ayme meruba ala parts. Mashenke b'sukkah for a sukkah you don't need to have that. For a sukkah you don't need to have ayme meruba ala parts. And Rashi brings that the biggest riot to that is from the fact that we're matter. Now, even though technically two full walls and one that's a, and then the third wall that's a tefach creates a rive that it is rive with a wall, but still, in the mistama there's a door on one of those two walls, and if there's a door on one of those two walls that's at least a tefach of open space, it comes out really it's parts meruba loimid. So how could we be matter such a thing? It must be that with regards to sukkah we don't need it to be. That it's ayme meruba ala parts. That's only halacha with regards to Chol Shabbos. On Shabbos you need ayme meruba ala parts, but Sukkos you don't need ayme meruba ala parts. So that's the Braisa. Now what's the question? The question is like this, that when we said that Shabbos is more chomer than Sukkos, my lav yaseira Shabbos the sukkah a sukkah, don't we mean, when we say that Shabbos is more chomer than Sukkos, don't we mean even the Shabbos that's during Sukkos? That even the Shabbos that's during Sukkos, you need to have that it's oimei merub ala parts, and we don't say a migu, that it's a wall in sukkah, it's a wall in Shabbos. V'lo yamin a migu. Says the Gemara, Loi, no, that's not true. That's an assumption that you're making, which isn't true. The Braisa means Yeseir Shabbos de Alma al Shabbos de Sukkah. The Braisa means to say that Shabbos normally during the year is more chomer than Sukkot, meaning is more chomer than Shabbos which falls during Sukkot, because Shabbos which falls during Sukkot you don't need Oimim Ruba Laparetz, and Shabbos de Alma you need Oimim Ruba Laparetz. That's what the Braisa means. In fact, the Gemara Ihachi, if so, that we're using them, that the Braisa is really using this migu, so then Ihachi, so then listening Nami, the Braisa should have taught also a different migu, that Yeseir Sukkah de Alma asukka de Shabbos, just like we're comparing Shabbos de Alma with Shabbos de Sukkos, so we should have compared Sukkah de Alma with Sukkah de Shabbos, and said that Sukkah de Alma is more chomer than Sukkah of Shabbos. Deilu Sukkah de Alma, when it comes to Sukkos on one of the other days of the week, one of the weekdays, ba'itavach seichik. So then you need to have, that in order to be matched with the sukkah, you need shtayim kol chason, ushlish es afilu tefach, you need that tefach seichik. V'ilu sukkah de Shabbos, lo yibayi tefach seichik. There's a case where on Shabbos, on sukkahs that falls on Shabbos, that l'chayri you don't need tefach seichik. V'sagi b'lechi. And it would be enough just to have a lechi. Meaning if you have a mavui with a lechi, so on Shabbos that's enough to create a rosh hashayachid. So on sukkahs that falls on Shabbos, l'chayri you also only need that. The adhu the amid. You're the one who said sika chagabi mavui sheyeshle lechi kosher. That if you put schach on top of a mavui mafulish that just has a lechi on one of the sides, so that's kosher because migui that it's a rishus yachid le'inyan Shabbos. So it's considered a sukkah also on sukkahs that falls out on Shabbos. So if the Brice is really saying the different migus that it's a migui le'inyan Shabbos, it's a that migui that it's a sukkah le'inyan sukkah. So it's a rishus yachid le'inyan Shabbos. So we should have said the reverse as well. That there's a case where you have the migu that it's a rishus yachid le'inyan Shabbos, it's considered a kasher sukkah, and you don't need the tefach seichik. Says the Gemara, in a chanami, that halach is true, but the Braisa didn't feel the need to say that, because ahulay itzrichlay. That would be unnecessary to point that out, because hashta mikilta l'chamerta amrinan. If we even say the migu from going from more kal to more chamer, we say that since something's considered a sukkah, so also on Shabbos that it's considered a rishus yachid, and Shabbos is obviously more chamer, so mechamerta l'kilta l'kol shekain. So all the more so we could use the migu and say that if something's considered a rishus yachid le'inyan Shabbos, that's considered a kasher a sukkah. So there's no need to speak that out. We already spoke out the bigger chiddush that when something's considered a sukkah, it could even be considered a rosh hashanah l'inyan Shabbos, and therefore we didn't need to speak out this other migu. But really, the Gemara has no kasha on Rabba. Rabba's din remains that b'chein l'Shabbos, and on Shabbos that falls out on Sukkot. So there's a kula that migui that we have a case. It's a daifin l'inyan sukkah. So it's a daifin also l'inyan Shabbos, and it's enough on Shabbos of Sukkot just to have shtayim kol chasan u'shlishes afilu tefach.